It's time for the emergency break of the week.
You made the best of this test, and that is why. You got to make the choice and decide that now it's time. That choice was unpredictable, but in the end was right. We hope you had the time of your life.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
That's the Denny.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You want me to keep going? No, thank.
That's great.
Now, pal. We're good, pal.
We're good. Denny's got shows at 7 and 9 o'clock tonight, and he'll be selling copies of his best-selling album.
Donnie's staring at him. Norm's staring at me. I was like, you want me to keep going, huh?
Norm answered that question for you. I'll tell you that much.
Denny.
Appreciate
it. Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right. Crawford Services and Advanced Hair Restoration bring you the emergency break of the week. We give you three candidates. You vote on them. 888-787-1310. And this is very much based on the Tequila Volteo Musers Ticket Compound. Candidate number one comes to us from a very late night conversation on Tuesday night with Donovan. I put a lot of this on Donovan, but Dave in the state that he was in did not help. Neither did Mino or Sean. And again, this is one of those moments you tune in. Hey, I've heard a lot about the ticket. Let's see what they're talking about. And they're on late night. Wow, they're doing local talk late at night. Somehow the famous chicken being a part of the NBA draft lottery.
What if the San Diego chicken would have represented the Mavericks at the draft lottery?
That would have been great.
Just in his costume.
He's turning his beak each way.
He's just getting so nervous.
Oh, my God, there's a bug on me.
Well, the real reason I call boys is actually kind of a serious question.
Serious.
They get the number one pick. And he's
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We have to.
When he gets the first pick, he lays a panic egg.
Right.
He lays an egg with a Maverick emblem on it and the number one. He's so excited. Can you see the announcers in the booth?
Representing the Dallas Mavericks, the San Diego Chicken.
They got the hook around Rolando Blanco.
And he's sitting there and he's
they're telling him confidence, baby, confidence.
And then every time someone's name
gets confidence, chicken,
he goes down to the dude that's representing New Orleans.
Look at him.
And Akeem is like, this is a freaking chicken.
Akeem just beats
Akeem,
the
what are we doing?
Ever loving hell out of him. But then when the Mavericks get the one pick, he's just so excited and he lays the egg. Oh my God.
Donnie. Man, I love Can't Breathe Laugh Donnie.
Yes.
So great. All right. That is candidate number one, Donnie and crew and the famous chicken at the NBA draft lottery. This is also very late at night. This is also that same night. This was just a little bit earlier than the famous chicken conversation. But we had a guy who made several appearances that night, a good P1 by the name of Smokes, which adds to the comedy of this. You can't say this on live radio, but then Corby tried to make a point that Smokes could say something like this that's so racially charged. We're having a nice conversation.
Let him talk, George.
Donovan's left.
Yeah, he retired.
He'll be back.
Right shoulder bump.
Oh, he went to sleep.
Get him in here.
He's in there talking to somebody.
Oh, he's on the phone.
Yeah, he's on the phone. Probably making drug deals.
Jesus.
He's doing what a does. My bad.
Whoa.
Jeez. I guess Almighty he can say smokes. That.
Hey, why can he say that, Corby?
Smokes.
Wait, Corby. Why?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Why can he say that?
I'd like to hear I can't say that. Smokes is a is
he is what?
How do you,
how do you know?
He's
Smokes
what?
Is able to say it.
Why
is he able to say that? I don't know.
Because you're on the radio. He's like. Not.
Wait, why are you authorizing Smokes?
God almighty.
It's like I'm comfortable saying Washington Redskins.
Look.
Oh wow!
Can you see him through the phone?
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I know. There's a lot there. That's known as Smokes and Corby as candidate number two.
This must be a hard e-brake to put together because the entire compound is an e-brake.
It's chaos.
It's a 72-hour e-brake.
Yes, just total chaos. Like this, we were talking to Rhett Miller of the old 97s after the Stars won game four, and he wanted to ask a question of Bob, but he wasn't there, so... And I apologize then. I apologize again this morning for this joke, but we got a big kick out of Bob praying before he went to bed.
And Bob yelled at you. He's like, you don't know anything about hockey, Corby.
Yeah,
no,
I don't even think that there's even close to a record right now.
He's such a hockey bully, that Bob.
Yeah. There's some guy
he's
in
not even here.
Canada.
Where is he? Bob's in his room praying to himself.
Yeah, he's praying. He's giving himself,
lashing himself.
Dear me.
Jesus, thank you for giving the world me.
No way.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Bob.
He's left.
Oh, man.
Amen.
There's no follow-up. It's just amen.
That's it. Amen. He's done. Hey, he's got the covers up to his neck, and he's completely asleep.
Hey, Rhett, I got a question
for
you.
That's how he goes to bed every night.
Every night. Every night. Every takes 15 seconds, and he's completely at peace.
He sleeps like a rock for two
hours. Yep.
We got to slow down all of these conversations.
Boy, that's some arrogance there.
Again, I'm very sorry, Bob.
And once again.
We laughed at your expense. But we all had a good laugh, and we have a candidate for e-brake on me. So is it Donnie, or is it Corby and Smokes, or me and that round table, 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake? Hello? Anybody? Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys, it's e-brake man here with somebody you know.
Hey, Neil, there's Bloody Murder Girl. And we vote for Donnie.
2, 3, 4.
Good Lord.
E-Brake Man and Bloody Murder Girl and they teaming up to do a duet.
They voted for Donnie. I was so distracted by that playlist. Okay, Donnie, with a vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, users. It's Ashley, and I like to vote for George.
Oh, thanks, Ashley. Have a good day at school today.
Thank you.
Well, have a good day in the Texas.
It's almost out, isn't it, school? Next couple of weeks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-brake?
Yes, I'd like to vote for the Windy City Whopper and his Bombardier Flats, George Dunham.
Okay, none of those are appropriate nicknames, sir. But I'll take the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello, Musers.
Hey, hey.
Good morning.
Morning.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
Everything.
Awesome. How was the compound?
Christmas.
It's fine. About a vote? No. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys. It's Cooper Flagg's brother.
Uh-oh.
Yeah?
What's your name? I don't know if I want to ask his name.
Well, my name's Closet. I would like to vote for Smoke.
Okay. Thank you. Do we count his vote?
I don't know. I'm going to say no.
Why are you disenfranchising him to vote?
Just shut up. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello.
Good morning.
Morning. Who's this?
Oh, this is just Scott up here in the Manitoba.
Okay.
He's really upset after seeing the Stars lose up here in my hometown this night.
Makes us feel better about our Canadian impersonations.
Gosh, come on. Be nice.
Come on here, George. I'm doing my best here.
Okay. Go ahead.
You know, Fetters, I got a question for you three hosers.
Okay.
Do the cowgirls suck or what?
My gosh.
Well, thanks for hanging in there with me, fellas. I'd like to cast my vote.
Oh, he sensitively broke character to address us directly. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, George.
Oh, my gosh. It's Brady Tom?
Yes, yes, it's Brady Tom. How did you know?
I don't know.
Well, very wild, guess, very wild. I hope you had fun at the compound. I could not get through to you the other night.
Oh, that's
probably for the best.
It probably is. But I'm going to go vote for the Colorado Rockies.
Thank you very much. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Buenos dias, Muses.
Buenos dias.
It's me, Pico. Pico Rantanen.
Okay.
Pico Rantanen.
Who you vote for, okay. Pico?
Give me Fumar. Smokes.
Okay.
Fumar.
Unbelievable. Don't laugh at that.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, George, I'll vote for you and Pope Bob.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
Hey, Job, it's Cruz and Lito.
All right.
Hey, first you guys get the 6-9 schedule and compounds at a resort. Good for you guys.
Thank you.
I want to vote for you today.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner,
Yes.
And once again, sorry, Bob.
And Bob yelled at you. He's like, you don't know anything about hockey, Corby.
I don't even think that this is even close to a record right now.
He's such a hockey bully, that Bob.
There's some guy in Canada.
Where is he? Bob's in his room asleep. Praying to himself.
Yeah, he's praying. He's giving himself.
He's lashing himself.
Dear me.
Jesus, thank you for giving the world me.
No way.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Bob.
He's left again.
Oh, man.
Amen.
There's no follow-up. It's just amen.
That's it. Amen. He's done. Hey, now he's got the covers up to his neck, and he's completely asleep.
Hey, Red, I got a question for you.
That's how he goes to bed every night.
Every night. Takes 15 seconds, and he's completely at peace.
He sleeps like a rock for a
night. Yep.
Well, it sounds like a laughing gas bomb went off. We just think everything's the funniest thing we've ever heard. All right, how many wins is that for me?
George, that is your 108th e-break win. You are now 31 behind the all-time leader, Norman Smokes Hitzkus.
All right.